then just before it came out of my mouth, I thought to myself, actually, I don't believe that. I don't believe that things happen for the best. But while I don't believe that things happen for the best, I do believe that some people are able to make the best of things that happen. And there's a very big difference here. Because when I say, I'm not happy about what just happened here, I don't like it, I much rather have the market be a good market, where people are hiring, where they'll come to me on a silver platter and offer me a job. Of course, I would much rather have that. So things don't happen for the best necessarily. But there are some people who accept the situation and then are able to make the best of it. The same with any crisis. Do you think the leaders, whether the 80 and 90-year-olds, invited those crucibles into their lives, wanted these crucibles to happen? Do you think partners go into a relationship and say, let's look for that crucible, let's really fight so that we can have a healthy relationship? Of course not. But when it happens, that's when they make the best of it. You know, stuff happens. And we can either let it pollute or make fertilizer out of it. I want to show you an example, once again, of a leader who is a consummate benefit finder.